insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we are to discuss the 18th verse of Surah Ankabut. So let's listen to this verse, and we will move on with our discussion.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وإن تكذبوا فقد كذب أمم من قبلكم وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين.
And if you people deny the message, already nations before you have denied, and there is not upon the messenger except the duty of clear notification.
So, as you listen to this verse, dear listeners, you might remember that we were discussing the story of Prophet Abraham and how he actually invited his people to monotheism and piety of the Almighty Allah, and actually the fact that he brought different reasons and justifications and arguments why you should not worship the idols. So this verse also says, وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. If you reject the message, so did generations before you. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And nothing is incumbent upon the messenger but a plain delivery of the message. So, in this verse, as a threat, and also as heedlessness to them, Prophet Abraham says, and if you reject the message, in tukadhibu, I don't care, فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? Because it's no strange for me that you actually reject. So did the generations before you. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And of course, nothing is incumbent upon a messenger but a plain delivery of the message. So this is what completes the argument for the people. The rejection of the opponents did not hinder the act of actually propagation from Prophet Abraham. He continued. He stepped forward. He actually resisted on this way and on this path. And he said, I don't actually mind if you reject the message. إِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. If you do reject the message, so did generations before you. They did also reject the message. And in the other verses of the Holy Quran, we have different instances of these people. These different generations before them, that they rejected the messenger of the Almighty Allah, they will maybe the parents and fathers and different generations from this very people, that these people are all generations from them. But why did they reject? Because they only believed what their fathers and parents actually believed. They did not want to think independently, and they just continued on the path of their parents without even thinking. And that's one of the problems when it comes to generations umam that the Holy Quran mentions.
وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ.
So anyway, dear listeners, regarding this 18th verse of Surah Ankabut, we can say that one important point is that the rejection of the opponents does not hinder the act of actually propagation of religion, and it must not be stopped. But at the very same time, it does not bring a significant problem to this program of the messengers, because مَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, nothing is incumbent upon the messenger but a plain delivery of the message. And it is really interesting. بَلَاغ is actually delivery, but it is accompanied with the word مُبِين. This adjective, الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ, is one interesting thing, which means that not every kind of balagh, not every kind of delivery is incumbent upon the messengers. The messengers are equipped with this power of language to make everybody aware of this message based on the level of the people, based on the actually understandings of the people, based on the language of the people, the messengers who are from their own people, they will deliver them this message. And this is what causes a message to be mubin, to be balaghun mubin, to be a plain delivery of the message. And the objective of generations before you, umamun min qablikum, is the people of Noah, the nations who came to live after them. All those nations did not believe in the message of their prophets. And as we said, in the lifetime of Prophet Noah, for 950 years, maybe about 80 people believed in monotheism, which means only one in 12 years. And that's a very strange number. But the path does not stop. This rejection of the opponents will not and should not hinder this propagation of religion. إِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ. And nothing is incumbent upon the messenger but a plain delivery of the message. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.